Yo fam. Today, I'm going to talk about staph infection. A metaphor about staph infection. I was talking to a friend today, and the conversation inspired me to talk about this, which is, sometimes we are so afraid of the scar that will be left behind. We're so afraid of what might happen if you knew. We're so afraid of what would they think of me. We're so afraid of what would I think of me if I admitted I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm talking about me, right? This is, you know, there's so many things that I do well, but yet there's plenty that I'm embarrassed and ashamed and feel guilty about. But this metaphor about staph infection, I heard it on an ACA talk, and the guy says, there's a lady that's got some staph infection that come up. She doesn't know it's staph, but it's a small little rash. And her husband's like, you need to get that looked at. You need to get that looked at. She puts it off. It gets bigger and bigger. And finally they take her in and the doctor says, this is staph infection. This is serious. We need to do emergency surgery. And they slice it open and cut out all the infected flesh, and they sew her back up and they give her antibiotics. And after everything heals, she's got this big scar. And the thing is that you can look at that scar in two ways. You could be embarrassed about the scar because it, you know, people look at it, they ask questions about it, or you can wear that scar with pride and tell people the importance of getting things checked out before they get too far, because the scar isn't what kills you. It's the infection that'll take you out. And that is a metaphor for life. Hard things, particularly around drug addiction, alcoholism, mental health challenges, family dynamics, struggles at work, struggles in a marriage, right? Like, so many people try to fix things on their own. So often, I'll try this and I'll try that and I'll tweak this and I'll tweak that before I ask for help, right? Now, in some areas, it's different, particularly around drug and alcohol addiction, shame, guilt, abandonment, etc. Like, I'm in such a habit of talking to other men with experience on the phone. I'm in such a habit of going to counseling and support groups and talking about things that there are elements in my life that are so habitual, I don't let them fester, right? What becomes more complicated is when those things morph and they change, and what you think you dealt with has kind of morphed and come out in some other thought or action or behavior that you don't realize it's the same thing. That's when it gets funky. But there are people that need to hear your story. They need to hear your message. They can only hear a message of hope and success and recovery from you. And if you don't deal with your stuff, if you don't take those action steps to get into counseling, get into therapy, address your childhood stuff, look at your marriage, go to those support group meetings, whether it's NAMI for mental health, family groups through NAMI, Al-Anon for family groups, drug and AA or NA for your drug and alcohol addiction, you'll never get on the other side. You're experimenting with things that might work that ultimately aren't working because you've never experienced them before, so you don't know what you're doing. So what better way to go to a group or to go to a counselor that has experience with people in your boat and can help you navigate? Because, and I learned this from 12-step recovery, at all times, this is the premise of sponsorship, at all times, I should be reaching up, asking for someone to help me, reaching up for someone that has the experience that I'm looking for, reaching up that can help me sort through my thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and behaviors and help me see my blind spots, reaching up for help to pull me out of self, to pull me out of my hamster wheel, to pull me out of my defects of character or shortcomings that I can't see, right? And I should equally, as I'm getting helped, I should be reaching back and reaching down to help others. Because whether you've been in recovery for years and years, or you've been going for a week or a month or 6 months, you have experience that you can help a new person with. You have experience to help that young person with. You have experience to reach back and to help. And that helping, that talking to the new person, that giving your testimony, that mentoring, that reiterates the path that you're on. When I talk to families of, when I talk to other drug addicts and alcoholics about, you know, where they're at in life or what they're struggling with or those feelings that they got going on, their thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and behaviors, I am reinforcing for me the things that I must do. And I think that it is so much more valuable to, when you're talking to people in your community that are that you're sharing your experience, strength, and hope with, it's so much more valuable to say, this is what I did when I was in your situation. This is how I handle those exact situations when I get into them. This is what I do, not this is what I think you should do. Right? Understand the difference. This is what I think you should do is kind of like try this. Right? Oh, let me hear your situation. Maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try that. Now, I don't do that, right? But maybe you should try it. Versus, I've been in that situation. I often find myself in that situation. I've been doing that. I've been having that situation for years, or I had that same situation 5 years ago, and this is what I did. This is how I handle it. This is how I not get too worried. This is how I don't let my mental health raise its ugly head. This is how I don't use. These are the things that I do on a daily basis. That is a mutt that carries so much more weight, so much more value when you can say, do as I do, not do as I say. People need to hear your story. They need to hear your message, but it is your responsibility to get on the other side of that. And what I mean by that is, they don't need to hear your mess. They need to hear your message. In order to share a message, you've got to get out of the mess. You've got to get through the mess. You've got to be working towards getting over that behavior so you can share a message of hope. Sharing the mess is just contributing to the mess. But there are people out there that they can only hear it from you. They can't hear it from me. They've got to hear it from you. And you need to go through it to get to it. You've got to get on the road to recovery, on the road to change in those behaviors, because there's a lot of people that you're going to help, and you can only do it if you focus on getting through your own stuff. I love you. If you know someone that needs to hear this, whether it's someone struggling with a family member, someone that's in it themselves, or you just like the podcast and want to share it with them, make sure you do that. And as always, we'd love a written review or a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love you. Holler at your boy.